This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, thank y'all for being here and certainly sharing the show. We don't have a massive PR agency that does this. You guys and gals are a massive PR agency. Word of mouth. And it's an amazing thing. Share this show with your friends and all of the new media that supports your belief in the First Amendment. Yeah, that is something not granted to us by government, but by God, the freedom to speak and the freedom to assemble, the freedom to worship. As we see all of these things that have been attacked or diminished in the time of COVID crazy. And I call it that because our fear of germs has made us vulnerable. And that's another reason why this show, in terms of health freedom and healing liberty, is unique in the realm of new media. I've been at it for 23 years and bringing a perspective on health and disease that is not taught, certainly not in any medical school that I'm aware of. And in fact, we need to now really embrace the origin points of medicine on the planet and with people to recognize that we're more microbe than man. And that's not an insult. That's an actual reality when we talk about our immune system, our ability to produce neurotransmitters, endocrine compounds that keep us young and vital and healthy. And yet much of what we call allopathic medicine that is dominated via monopoly practice acts has destroyed the very essence of what keeps us alive and then tells us we must fear one another because if you breathe, the microbes coming out of your mouth going to kill grandma if she hasn't already been killed by Anthony Fauci. Ooh, ow, ooh, that could be, ouch, that hurts. Well, maybe it's accurate. We're going to find out this hour. You know this book, The Real Anthony Fauci? Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and a great team of editors that many of them are our friends. And today we have two of those folks with us on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm going to welcome them right now, Sophia Karstens and Tony Lyons and Skyhorse Publishing. Welcome both of you to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, thanks so much for having us.
Great to be on.
Hey, I wanted to let you know, right as we were kind of transitioning into the second half of the show, I had to turn my phone on silent because I was fielding texts and calls from people who were watching Jonathan on your first segment.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, we're screaming into our phone. This guy's the most amazing thing we've ever seen. This is incredible. So,
yeah, Jonathan's been battling the bureaucratic.
You guys watch me too.
Yeah, he's been battling the bureaucratic oligarchy for so many years and succeeding. I mean, he's beaten the FDA back, I think, a world record 8 times. Yet they still deny our ability to speak freely, honestly, and truthfully about, for instance, selenium being the single most studied mineral in the prevention of cancer and the reversal of cancer. And yet, if you're in a health food store, you can't know that. We can't tell you that. It's like, so freedom of speech has been under assault long before Fauci gained a toehold or a foothold, but he's been a big advocate for limiting speech via his behavior and the things that he says. And Tony Lyons, kudos to you and all the work you've done at Skyhorse Publishing. We've featured many of your books over the years here on this show, and your stalwart defense of free speech should be duly noted by everybody if they don't know you yet.
Thanks so much. Yeah, we're trying very hard, but it's a very tough world out there with free speech.
Or the lack thereof, the attacks on it. Now, I don't think it started with the book about Anthony Fauci and Bobby Kennedy's book, but it certainly went to different levels. Which of you want to comment on how the mainstream legacy media has completely ignored this book and not even written real reviews of it? The only mentions I see in anything remotely mainstream are people that diss the book that haven't read it.
Yeah, so, you know, this is the best-selling book in America over the last 4 months. and there hasn't been a single review in any major newspaper in the country. It's been boycotted by bookstores, by libraries. You know, even the New York Times won't allow us to place advertisements for it. So we had a really crazy kind of back and forth with them, where their position was that the book contained misinformation. And so we asked them, well, what do you mean by that? So the first thing that they did was they didn't like the advertisement that we were going to place. So they pointed out that our advertisement, which was from a Nobel Prize winning scientist, said that Dr. Fauci had lied in the past. So we provided just a voluminous information about how Dr. Fauci had lied, including a tape recording of him confessing to lying and explaining why he lied. And they still wouldn't run the ad. So, you know, they come out with these big pronouncements that they believe in free speech, that they want to protect free speech. But, you know, they are the worst offenders against free speech of any of the major newspapers. And they're kind of the paper of record. So many places copy them wrongly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they, you know, some of the back and forth that we had with them in that whole process was really just shocking. And, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, and they're claiming to defend free speech, and then after not covering the book, not allowing advertising, then they have an attack piece on Robert F. Kennedy Jr., where it's clearly meant to stifle free speech, clearly meant to discredit Bobby Kennedy and the book.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they can still claim that they're on the side of free speech. So it's sort of like 1984, where they have a division inside the company that is devoted to stifling mm-hmm. free speech.
What does that say about the power of the legacy media, that despite the blackout, the suppression of knowledge of this book, and even just the attack piece on it, many even don't mention the name of the book if they're talking about Bobby Kennedy for fear, I don't know if there will be retribution from their higher-ups, but what does it say that this book can be the best-selling book in America over the last 4 months, of the power of the legacy media and the New York Times?
Well, it just clearly shows you that Americans are sick and tired of being told what to do, what to think, and clearly what to read. And they're rebelling, you know, that they're just not willing to take this anymore. And, you know, if you look at some of the shows that are coming up now, some of the shows that are really being watched by millions of people, these are not the mainstream shows. The mainstream shows are dwindling, and they're getting fewer and fewer viewers because people know that this is not real news. This is news that's been bought and paid for.
Yeah, Sophia Karstens, a great friend. You have a background certainly in understanding the media and public relations and all of this, and you've been a witness to this. You've seen it firsthand, the ugly, sordid tales behind the scenes even of people that you might even know within those realms. Maybe they confide in you, say, if I actually say the name of this book, I could get in trouble. I mean, I don't think I'm making that up. The level of suppression and blackout on this book, The Real Anthony Fauci, is stunning.
You're exactly right. It's interesting. There's a couple of layers there to delve into. There's a reason that the First Amendment is the first.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem that we have here is it is a freedom that is being taken, but the real question is, where does that lead? And I think we can all see where that leads. You have to go back, and that's what this book does, to the architect and the architecture that this book does go back 5 decades, to touch on these issues. But if you, by definition, what we have right now, and this is not incendiary, this is just by definition, the definition of a fascist structure is one where corporations and government work together to control the people. By definition, that is where we live. That's where we live right now, today, 2022. So the way to remove a fascist from being able to flourish in a fascist structure isn't to remove the fascist. We can get rid of the Tony Faucis and the Daszaks and the Collins and the Walenskis and the Borlas and all of these guys who are bad guys, and they should be removed and they should face consequences for their actions. But that is cutting off the head of the Hydra. And ultimately, if we do not dismantle and rebuild the system. There, three more are going to jump back in these guys' place, and this is just going to continue. One arm, you know, someone jokingly said to me the other day, although it wasn't so jokingly, because, in fact, Bloomberg, I guess, said it a couple years ago, the fourth branch of government is the media.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one mechanism that is used to create this fascist system. What we have right now, again, today,
yeah.
You are actually not in control of your body and what happens to it. Your physician is not in control of what happens to your body. A government agency is. And the only way for us to actually change the direction of this ship is to dismantle the entire thing and rebuild it so that we have a system that is designed to protect the actual people, not the profit margin and not the, you know, and the media is really what is used to execute this structure. And that, as you mentioned, goes back a long time and it reaches multiple levels.
Yeah.
So we have, like you said, individuals who behind closed doors come to us and say, we need help. We're not going to speak out and say, you know, that we disagree with this, but can you help us save ourselves? That is rampant throughout.
Well, I think we have far too much obedience in our culture. And far too many cowards in our culture. And, I know that's upsetting to some to hear that, but I must say it. And I've met with many, I would call it heroic medical professionals that have stepped away from their profession, nurses and doctors. Those, many of them are speaking out, and they're being pilloried by the mainstream press. They've been denigrated. They've been Wakefielded, we call it, Duesberg, and I've had, you know, Professor Duesberg on my show many times over the years covering Fauci in his earlier years, and Fauci just became a story because nobody revealed in a big way the criminality, the criminal behavior of Fauci at the time of HIV and AIDS and the scam of AZT, for instance. And that is also brought out in the book by Bobby Kennedy. A lot of the research done by my dear friend Celia Farber and Liam Sheff is referenced as well in this book. And yet, despite all of the censorship of it, the diminishment of its existence, it becomes the bestseller over the last 4 months. Again, it tells me that the mainstream media, legacy media, is losing its grip on control of the consciousness. And Jonathan Ebord last hour said so about people that had maybe they didn't like Trump for any number of reasons. But now they're out. Oh, that Biden guy, I thought he'd be somewhat better, but he actually is worse. It's like, whoa, we didn't expect that. So there's a lot of things that are occurring right now that have everybody shaking, you know, in their boots about where do we go from here? How do we recover from this? And of course, how do we once again embrace freedom of speech and a willingness to call out criminal behavior and prosecute it?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's funny that you mentioned that, and I'm glad you did. Tony's brilliant daughter, who's a teenager who can see through this better than most adults I know, when we were having this conversation about the politics, because it's sort of another tool, another page from the playbook of the media to divide people into, well, it's the politics, right? So you have to wear the full uniform of crazy no matter which side you're on, and then that sort of pigeonholes you, and then you get dismissed with whatever valid, legitimate point you're trying to make. And Tony's daughter just looked at us, this was fairly recently when I was in New York, and said, you know, it isn't about right or left. It's about right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, yeah, that's actually really true. So it's
Tony,
true. It's,
I got Sophia, hold on. I got to ask Tony about his daughter here. What is it that helped her as a young person in this environment? And a lot of young people are quote-unquote hashtag woke in a way that you're like, where are their critical thinking skills? But it sounds like your daughter has them intact. What was it that you did? Because I know parents around the country want to know, what's your secret, Tony? How'd you do it?
Yeah, so I think that the secret is to include your children in your conversations. You know, not to try to tell them what to think, but to try to show them how to think things through. And, that I think is a big part of it, just to tell them stories.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to try to tell them stories on both sides, try to tell them both sides of an argument so that they can begin to learn how to think for themselves. Because in so many ways these days, people are only told one side.
Yeah, you're right. And kudos to you for that. And Sophia, you know, I know that critical thinking is a big part of what you do. Because I know you, and I try to teach my kids that as well. In fact, I love it when there used to be classes, they called it debate, and they'd actually make you take the position you disagreed with and argue it. so that you could learn about the thought forms that lead to conclusions that you do. You know, these are the things that are so lost in our culture for young people that they're coming up completely unable to engage in a discussion or a debate without crumbling or melting like a snowflake.
Sure.
Yeah, that's 1,000,000% the truth. You know, we have it's hard to identify, you know, one particular factor that's contributed to this, but I think we can all identify several that are part of the picture. And Robert Malone, who you also are in contact with, has the theory of, you know, this mass hypnosis. But I think it also comes back to a level of conditioning and a level of programming that, you know, television has been the de facto education system in this country for 70 years. And what Tony just said about including your kids in an actual debate, in an actual conversation, like you just mentioned, we had Model UN when we were kids. We had these critical thinking classes. In fact, I was just speaking with someone the other day, remembering that we had a humanities sort of umbrella where it was the literature, so we would read, for example, Solzhenitsyn, and then the second half of that was the humanities course discussing the history of 1917 and where and the gulags and like all of this, and even taking into consideration, I was a teenager when in 1989 when the wall came down, and so including all of these, how history's trajectory tracks. You know, and how these things lead to other things.
Well, and yeah,
so
yeah, you're right. Connecting the dots of causality is something that is so absent, and I think purposefully so, to the point where if you just say something that you believe, it's automatically the truth. Therefore, if you come with something counter to that, I have the right to suppress your speech, to shut you down because it's offensive or any number of things. And Tony, with, you know, Skyhorse Publishing and the many books, including this one, you know, you put a, it was a risk to put it out in a sense, because with all of the accusations made in here, although very, of course, well sourced, the risk would be if anything Bobby got wrong, they would sue him and probably Skyhorse Publishing too.
Yeah, I mean, I would say the much bigger risk for me as a publisher, as a parent, as a citizen, is to not publish books like this. You know, is to not make a stand for something that's important, you know, for our freedom, for our ability to decide what to do with our own bodies, for our, you know, for our ability to decide, you know, what to read, what to think, how to negotiate our lives. And, you know, when you can't do that, then there's no difference between America and all of these other countries that we vilify, you know, that we talk about their censorship and all the terrible things that happen there. But the point is that it's happening right here. You don't have to go to Russia or China. There's incredible censorship right here.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
America's top diplomat is confirming the United States and allies are investigating evidence of Russian war crimes.
We've been working to document that, to provide the information that we have to the relevant institutions and organizations that will put all of this together.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken on CNN's State of the Union. This announcement comes amid reports from Ukrainian officials that Russian troops are pulling back from the Kyiv region. Sacramento police are hunting for whoever opened fire Sunday morning, killing six people. Pamela Harris tells KCRA-TV her son is among the shooting victims.
And I'm really upset right now because somebody needs to tell us something. It's just not just me, but it's other families who's involved.
A police tweet says 16 shooting victims have been located, six of whom are dead. You're listening to USA Radio News. The United States is sending another $300 million of military equipment to Ukrainian forces, but still hasn't delivered any aircrafts provided by Poland or other Eastern European countries. Wisconsin Republican Representative Mike Gallagher says the United States is failing to help Ukraine fight the Russian invaders.
I still think the administration is not moving quickly enough. I still think there is more we can do to help Zelensky and put him in the strongest possible position going forward. And the administration just continues to be guided by a fear of provoking Putin.
Police in New York say they've arrested a 16-year-old boy for his role in Friday night's anti-Semitic attack on a Brooklyn street. Six people punched and kicked a 21-year-old man who was wearing traditional Hasidic clothing in what investigators called an unprovoked attack. The victim was treated for minor injuries to his mouth. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The idea is that the New York Times is claiming that they're trying to protect us from misinformation, but this is a book that has 2,194 citations. You know, it's got blurbs from doctors and scientists, even a Nobel Prize winner. So this is a very serious book, and this is exactly the kind of book that people need to read in order to make really informed decisions and to have an honest view of what's going on in this country. Mm-hmm. And so Dr. Fauci says, you know, I represent science. Even a teenager can look at a comment like that and say, you know, that's not how science is supposed to work. You know, that we don't want a leader to tell us the truth, you know, their version of the truth with no backup for it, no dialogue, no debate, with taking, you know, really high-level doctors and scientists and kicking them off the web in any way, making it so that they can't get onto Twitter, they can't go on Facebook, they can't talk on YouTube. You know, that's not America. That's not democracy.
And I would add to that, too, the reality is when you look at those two sides, and there's two distinct points to be made regarding that, the first is our side, which is the side of inclusion. We're not fighting to exclude the other side's data and information. We're fighting to include ours.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have to do then is ask the question, since, as you mentioned, Tony, science is not a thing. The science is never settled. The numbers are never in. Any real scientist will tell you that. Newton knows a little something about that. When you try to suppress half the data, and half the time it's going to be conflicting, it's going to be irreconcilable, okay, then the answer to that is we call for more science, not we need to suppress this stuff that doesn't reconcile with our narrative. So when you look at the two juxtaposed entities that are trying to have a voice in this, and you see the one side that has a clear profit benefit, I'm not saying that their intention, I can't climb inside their heads and determine what level of personality disorder they have or what their intention is, but their actions do lead to a profit gain. That is just a fact. So that could be the intention. If you want to connect those dots, go right ahead. The other side has no gain. Bobby Kennedy has zero gain. In fact, he's lost financially, credibility, everything. He gets slaughtered every day, all day. They've attacked his family. It's ridiculous how much this man has lost in order to simply fight to have the truth, this side of the truth, enter into the conversation. He has nothing to gain from that. So when you assess who you're going to believe and who you're going to listen to, that has to be part of that equation. Who am I listening to and why?
Well, and since when in history have the purveyors of censorship been the good guys? You know, I ask that sincerely, right?
Right.
And yet we have been banned on YouTube and Spotify. Joe Rogan's still on Spotify, but I'm not. Because we dare disagree with the World Health Organization, the CDC, the FDA, Fauci, Biden, etc., over many of these things. And on sound, I argue a fundamental scientific basis to do, though, arguing in that way. But then we are yelled at as being anti-science aggressionists. You know, it's like,
right,
you're hurting my feelings. Wait a second. Since when has science been about not questioning?
And so we're
dealing with an abject absurdity among the scientific intelligentsia, and not all of them, because those that are speaking out we feature on this show, of course, but those that have dominated via fealty to Anthony Fauci and the money that he controls in his fiefdom at NIAID and NIH, we have a system of not science, but basically, let's say, economic obedience to a particular product or series of products that are brought out with, in fact, little or no liability, like the mRNA injections that they'd like to continue ad infinitum until we're all thrown up and dead.
Right.
Yeah, what's really fascinating is that Dr. Fauci, in many different ways, has sort of given us hints of, you know, how his brain works. I mean, first of all, he's never been for any drug or treatment that was not protected by patent. So he's never been for anything that his pharmaceutical partners couldn't make really, really large profits on. And, you know, somebody asked him once what his favorite movie was, and he said it was The Godfather. And then somebody asked him, well, what's your favorite line in the movie? And he said that his favorite line is, it's not personal, it's just business. So you've got the highest level and the highest paid public health official in the world saying that business, that money is more important than public health and than people. And that's a really scary thing. And then there's been so much, you know, work put in to trying to discredit Robert F. Kennedy Jr. so that, you know, the New York Post contacted me. And they were trying to figure out how much money he was making on this book. So they wrote this long letter asking me for details of sales. And I said, look, I'm happy to give you details of how many e-books sold and how many printed copies and all that stuff. But I just want to make it totally clear that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. isn't making one penny on this book. He's donating 100% of it to charity. And
wow.
I'm very clear. And then the headline that the New York Post ran the next day was Robert F. Kennedy Jr. makes millions on his anti-Fauci book.
That's
so
incredible.
You know, that's where the real misinformation is. It's coming from the mainstream
right.
media.
Links are up in the show notes at robertschiavelle.com. I'm showing you up on screen for those of you watching live on video. I appreciate Tony Lyons being here from Skyhorse Publishing and Sophia Karsten. She's amazing. And it's a great and important book. If you haven't already picked it up, pick up multiple copies. Many people are and sharing them. As I said, I shared it with my personal trainer, and I finally got it back. And she forgot to tell me that she bought the audio version as well, so I could have gotten it back earlier. But I said, this is it. Today, I got to have it back in studio because I got Tony coming on and Sophia coming on. We're talking about it. So now there's some recent interviews. That one particular one I want to comment on, and Sophie, I want to ask you about. Megyn Kelly used to be with Fox News. I think she's gone out on her own now, but she did a almost three-hour interview with Bobby Kennedy. I got to watch all of it, and overall, I think it's a net positive. I'm just going to say that as I conclude the whole thing. But there were points in time where I looked at Megyn Kelly with cut-ins of things that I thought, she's paying lip service to not be called an anti-vaxxer as opposed to having actually really researched it to come to certain conclusions, including about the Simpsonwood papers, the transcripts. She got that so wrong. I'm like, how does that happen? Because she's not stupid. She's a smart lady.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. It's a tough thing in this climate to. I have a little bit of a different take on that, and I understand mm-hmm. why. And you're not the only person to have that reaction. And she did get some things wrong. But it's first of all, we have within our camp, we have people that will, you know, hand Bobby a microphone and you talk for however long you want to talk and. You know, that, okay, but you're kind of preaching to the choir, and it's not going to carry the same weight. I think Megyn did a really great job, and I've communicated with her, and she's pretty brave.
I acknowledge that. Look, I think it was a net positive. As I say that, you could be calling me nitpicking an interview, but it's just...
No, I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
My take on it is kind of a little different. I think she lent credibility by not delivering what would be considered another softball interview.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? By kind of taking the stance, she wound it back around by the end. But I think she lent credibility to the interview by making herself honestly not look that great. She did come across as a little combative and a little, you know, like you said, she did get the Simpsonwood thing wrong. She got a couple of other smaller things sort of wrong or out of context wrong. But ultimately, I think she took those hits on herself
mm-hmm.
so that she could wind it back around to be able to shine a bigger light. And I think ultimately this interview carries more weight than any other interview he's done mm-hmm. because of that tactic.
Right. And I think Bobby has such dignity in dealing with things when he knows clearly, for instance, in what Megyn Kelly was saying in certain circumstances was not right. Mm-hmm. But I give him all the props in the world, his patience to be on there. And he says he'll be interviewed by anybody, right? He's not going to discriminate. The opportunity to get the information out is too important. And I value his values there. And I've been so impressed from initial suspicions. This is some years ago as he began to integrate with our community, because we've been talking about vaccines here on this show for ever since I opened up the microphone in 1999, and yet people say, oh, he's controlled opposition. I hear that all of the time. Like, look, everybody is controlled opposition if that's the case. It's just like there's no way around, you know, dealing with that. But the reality is what he has done is brought such integrity and such validation and science to the discussions we've been having for years that even if you disagree with him, it's like, again, I call about the net positive. It's a huge net positive what he and Children's Health Defense have done, and Bobby Kennedy along with Del Bigtree and others have done, and Mary Holland and all the crew that are working together, and now Tony Lyons and Skyhorse and you. There's so much good happening in the midst of a lot of tragedies, and we are losing a lot of people needlessly, unnecessarily, except to say in retrospect, we'll look back, was this the price to wake people up? The disasters, the deaths, the tragedy, the corruption that Fauci has been involved in for 40-plus years at this point. And here we are mourning for our losses. At the same time, I'm encouraged by, again, the doctors, the medical professionals, the scientists that are waking up genuinely and trying to speak against this, you know, obstruction of what we might call scientific justice, if there is such a thing.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. There's a quote, and I'm not going to remember who said it, but basically, in describing a friend of his, he says, this person is honest as the daylight. Hmm. And I think that's a really good description of Bobby Kennedy. Again, he doesn't have a dog in the fight. He's not trying to gain anything. This is a person who is going to stand up representing truth, no matter what the cost to him. And that is reflective in, like you mentioned, all of the organizations with which he's affiliated and where he, you know, has his hands in things that are really moving forward. The California chapter of Children's Health Defense right now is having amazing wins. You know, the Santa Clara University lawsuits right now are having, they're now reinstating medical exemptions, which is, we understand it's step one and it's baby steps, but that as of just today, you know, they are allowing that again, and we're pushing back and pushing back and pushing back even more. And those guys, California is the beta test state. And, you know, so the California chapter is front lines, front lines, front lines of the front lines. And they are just fighting tooth and nail every day. I don't think they sleep. I don't think Denise and Alex sleep.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show.
To tell you what to do. So there was a very strong argument for why mask use wasn't helpful and wasn't going to prevent disease and was actually going to hurt you. And then there was the argument that masks were helpful and that they might keep you alive. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that that was responsible publishing, to give people the tools to kind of think things through and make a decision for themselves. So what happened then is Amazon right away took down the case against masks, and they left up the case for masks. So and there was a lot of coverage for the book, The Case for Masks, and the mainstream media wouldn't touch the case against masks. So we had to then put up a separate book that used all the same content that was called The Truth About Masks.
Ah.
Because we wanted to get the information out there, and we were trying to evade the censors, and it actually worked.
Nicely done.
Nicely played.
So that book wasn't taken down. But, you know, the level of, you know, care in trying to suppress alternate messages was really scary during this 2 years. Period. You know, because we all know that that happens in other countries, but most people don't know that it's happening right here in America.
Well, it is maddening. It's anger can be a real thing, and it's not something I suppress, but obviously we don't want it to lead to violence, but I like it to lead to innovation like that. It's like, oh, well, you're going to censor that book, we're going to call it this. And suddenly you've displaced their algorithms to the point where, like, well, that book's okay. And I've seen little victories, significant victories, that most people don't know have happened already on in different states, where the smartest people in the room have been completely played and duped, the guys that are wanting tyranny, right? And they don't know what's happening, because there are people that are utilizing the outrage and channeling it into ways to make the message land, our message. Our message is one of freedom, as you point out, Sophia, inclusion. We're not excluding people that disagree with us. They often won't show up for a discussion, much less a debate, but we're welcoming them. We engage in that because we believe that we have the tools to engage intellectually and convince others of our position, not through violence or suppression or censorship, but through the engagement of ideas. And I think that's what, again, I want to get your daughter on, Tony. I love to get young people that are still bright and critical thinkers to show it's not all bad. The future's okay.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the great victories, though, is just the fact that this book, you know, the most censored book in America, sells a million copies, you know, and that the early hit pieces against Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Mm-hmm.
came out, and the New York Post said, you know, look at Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and the headline was, he's the dumbest Kennedy. And one of the reasons for that was that he was coming out with this book that nobody wanted to read, that there were no reviews for, there were no blurbs
for. And there are no scantily clad people in it at all.
Exactly.
Look at that. It's all reading. You have to read. And yet, look, a million copies.
But then the fascinating thing is that their second hit piece, you know, doesn't take back any of the claims that they made before. But, you know, by that time, the book had more than 15,500 reviews, and 93% of them were five-star reviews. Hmm. And it had incredible blurbs from all kinds of people.
Incredible, yeah.
Tucker Carlson said, you know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is becoming a folk hero. You know, that that really, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, you know, sort of crossed the barricades, you know, over this censorship, this just incredible censorship that was, you know, really trying to force them to ignore this book. And a million people bought it and read it.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big victory.
It's incredible. Look, we're out of time for the official Robert Scott Bell Show. I take a 60-second break at the end of the show. I come back for bonus round. You guys are welcome to stay if you got to run, or Sophie if you have extra time, whatever. But because of our UK Health Radio limits on their time frame, we got to take a quick break here. Again, a shout-out as well to our friends at Nutritional Frontiers, CBDNF.com. RSB15 gets 15% off all their certified organic U.S.-grown hemp CBD. We take it every day. They have an amazing transdermal product as well. So, thank you, Sophia Carstens. Thank you, Tony Lyons. You guys are welcome back anytime, and I appreciate you so much, and I know the audience does as well. And you've helped me remind folks that the power to heal on all levels really belongs to each and every one of us, and that's an empowering realization. And thank you for helping to remind everybody with your stalwart defense of freedom, the First Amendment, free speech, etc. Thank you guys both.
Thanks so much,
and thanks for everything you do.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.